Random House Audio presents American Rose, A Nation Laid Bare, The Life and Times of Gypsy Rose Lee, by Karen Abbott. This is Bernadette Dunn. Genius is not a gift, but the way a person invents in desperate circumstances. Jean-Paul Sartre. May your bare ass always be shining. Eleanor Roosevelt to Gypsy Rose Lee, 1959. Author's note. My interest in Gypsy Rose Lee stemmed not from the movie or play based on part of her life, but from television, reality television in particular, a medium and genre that didn't even exist when a girl named Rose Louise first talk-sang lyrics on a stage. In our current cultural norm, where the route to fast, if fleeting, fame is to package and peddle moments once considered in the private domain, there is something compelling about a woman who achieved lasting worldwide renown without letting a single person truly know her. The most private public figure of her time, as one friend eulogized Gypsy, sold everything, sex, comedy, illusion, but never once sold herself. She didn't have to. She commanded every eye in the room precisely because she offered so little to see. Trying to discover Gypsy the person as opposed to Gypsy the persona became the sort of detective story she herself could have written. Her memoir contains nuggets of truth, the rotating collection of pets, the struggles during the Depression, the family's wary views of men. But these were tempered throughout by invention and fantasy, whatever Gypsy decided would best benefit the character she'd so materialized.